What's going on, folks? TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer here in my Hillsboro Hops hat. Actually, this is the Copa de la Diversión. We'll get new jerseys and stuff on Monday. Chris is over there. I actually pointed to the right side. Chris, how's it going?
Good, good. I'm excited for this lunchtime special edition of Bullpen Banter. Lots to talk about. Lots of things all over the baseball sphere. A lot of things we probably won't get to in an abbreviated lunchtime episode, but you know what? Baseball season, almost here, buddy. Both in real life and in video games.
Yeah, you had this crazy idea to let's just do a lunchtime episode of Bullpen Banter. And I had this crazy idea of thinking that was a good idea. So I set this whole setup at my parents' house so I could do it at lunch because they live right around the corner from my work. So, hey, we're here. It's Bullpen Banter. As Chris said, lots and lots to talk about. First thing, big picture up there, Out of the Park Baseball is coming out next week. We're also going to talk about RBI Baseball, a little bit of Super Mega Baseball, and some MLB The Show 19 stuff. We're doing MLB The End of the Show. Again, we're doing this at lunch, so we have an abbreviated timeline. Probably going to get 35, 40 minutes of this episode. So we're looking at coming back on Tuesday night with a more of a deep dive into the MLB The Show Diamond Dynasty stream. I know we didn't do like the gameplay stream for that and some of that stuff. And then they didn't put up the Road to the Show stream. Like they took it down after they streamed it. And they just put all the streams up on their YouTube channel today. So maybe we will get a little bit more chatting into that over the next couple of days.
Just a heads up for everyone in the chat. I am not staring off into one corner. My camera seems to be frozen on the stream.
So you're saying we should let it go?
I guess. You know, just let me stare off into one corner. Maybe it'll come back on its own.
All right. You tell me about Out of the Park Baseball 20 while I fix that.
Can you believe that Out of the Park Baseball 20 comes out in 7 days?
I cannot. I also have no idea what I did to your face in this thing.
Okay, well, that's good. Most people have no idea what I did to my face, so I can appreciate that. But yeah, guys, Out of the Park 20 comes out in 7 days next Friday. If you pre-order right now, otpdevelopments.com/pre-order, not only do you get 10% off, but you get to play the game on Monday, the 18th.
You should also give them that that disclaimer.
What disclaimer? Hashtag ad?
Yeah, hashtag we work for Out of the Park Baseball.
Hashtag we work for Out of the Park Baseball. Absolutely. But, I mean, honestly, like, you know, it is – like, even before – and I think you're in the same boat. Even before we worked for Out of the Park, we really enjoyed the game. And there's a lot of cool stuff coming up in 20. I'm excited to get in and try out the openers. If you guys didn't notice, I announced on my Twitter yesterday that I'm going to be doing a Mets franchise. I know TJ's doing a White Sox franchise and a Cardinals franchise. So I think that I'm interested again to try the openers out. Obviously, I'm excited to try Perfect Team 2.0. There's a lot of cool new stuff there. But, you know, it's pretty exciting. Like I said, you can go pre-order now. Game comes out next Friday. If you're looking to pick it up on Steam or on Origin, it'll be there on Friday as well. And this year, I guess it was last year too, but this year it is included in Origin Access Premier.
This time it's launching with Origin, or at launch it will be in Origin
Access. Yeah, so if you're an Origin Access Premier subscriber, you get Out of the Park 20 included in that.
Yeah, obviously Out of the Park 19 came out before Origin Access was even a thing.
That is true.
I almost want to say it's before Origin had third-party games on the service, so yeah.
Man, yeah, because because Origin Premier only came out when Madden came out, so it was August.
Yeah, it was like right around.
It launched Origin Access Premier launched on August 1st, which was the day that you could, if you had Premier, you could play Madden PC on August 1st.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, I'm gonna be doing a Cardinals franchise over on Twitch.tv/OTP Developments. I'm gonna start that up next Friday, the 22nd at noon p.m. On that Twitch channel. And then I think you're streaming that night at some point. And then around 10 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going to come back here on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer and start up the Chicago White Sox franchise, which subscribers to the channel can be a part of. If you subscribe to the channel here, I'll send you out a form. You fill it out and you become a draft prospect in the next first-year player draft, if that's something you want to do.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, pretty good.
Lots of fun. Awesome.
Chris, I have a great idea. We should absolutely never do lunchtime streams again because, A, first time I set this up, I put lunchtime as two words.
Right.
Then I put it as one word, and then I left out the H. So now it actually says lunchtime banter at the bottom.
Okay, cool.
So we're batting 1,000 right now.
We're doing well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're just excited. We're excited to talk about baseball.
Yeah, I'm excited. There's so many good baseball things happening this week, next week. The week after that, it's baseball everywhere you look.
We're so excited to talk about baseball video games that I went out and purchased RBI Baseball 19.
Well, that sounds like it may have been a gross mistake.
Chris, did you pick it up on Switch? Are you going to pick it up on Switch?
No, I am not. Not until it goes on like extreme sale. I'm not paying $40 for that on Switch. After how bad, even at like again, $29.99 US. I bought 18 for $6 at Christmas time, and it was not worth the $6 I paid for it. Not a chance I buy that game until it goes on sale.
Yeah, so I've played a number of games in it on my Xbox One X. I think I could be wrong. Maybe it's a style thing they're going for. I feel like there's some slowdowns in the game in some of the cutscene like animations, mm-hmm. which on an Xbox One X seems like a thing that shouldn't happen.
No.
If the goal of RBI Baseball 19 is to give you a nice looking version of a 30-year-old game, ugh. I think they nailed it.
Yeah. Like, unless you have a Nintendo Switch where it is the only baseball option, like, I don't understand why you would pick up this game. It is the third best baseball game on the PS4, not including Pro Yaku, blah, blah, that's not out yet. So you can't, but currently it's the third best baseball game on PS4, the second best baseball game on Xbox One. And I mean, on Xbox, it is light years behind how good Super Mega Baseball 2 is. Mm. So unless you're on the Switch or I don't even know, is it even on mobile anymore?
No, I don't believe so.
There's so many better games you could play. Like, but it's just don't play baseball games.
But like, I gave it a serious shot.
Yeah.
And it really does take the old RBI Baseball and give it the new coat of paint. But there's a lot of problems when you bring the old RBI Baseball 30 years into the future. Like, if a guy hits a ground, like, let me ask you a question, Chris. If you're playing a baseball video game and a guy hits a ground ball to the first baseman.
Yes.
And you hit the button for first base.
Yes.
As you, my assumption is that you either A, want to flip it to the pitcher, or B, want your fielder to run to the base.
Please tell me he does not throw it into the open space.
He just straight up throws it into the open space, which is how it worked in RBI Baseball, how it worked in Bases Loaded, all those games way back in the day.
So yeah, I remember doing that in Sports Talk Baseball for the Genesis, where you could, as a first baseman, make your guy run towards second, throw the ball off of the retaining wall on the first base side, the runner would take off for second, and you throw him out at second base. So basically, you could just never have runners on. It was a cheesy way to do it. Again,
and also you could,
in 2019, that shouldn't be a thing.
And also, you can do the rookie of the year move if you're standing on first base. I think you can – I need to double check because I remember doing this in Bases Loaded where you could be standing on first base, do the throw thing to first base. The guy would go into the throw animation, drop the ball, and then you just wait as long as you held the button. I think you can still do that in RBI Baseball.
That is, man. I mean, here, like.
Also, no preloaded throws. So you have to field the ball and then make your throw, which means double plays are damn near impossible or essentially just non-existent because you have to catch the ball and then make your throw. The pop-up sound is really, really good.
Is it the classic RBI Baseball pop-up sound? Okay,
nailed it. They nailed it. Literally, that's 70 to 85% of the reason I bought the game, because I heard that and I was like, oh my god, they got that right. So again, if they were trying to make the 1989 or 89 seems about right. 89, 88, somewhere in there.
What, when the first one came out?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
It was 88, and then I think there was one, because I know, and then RBI Baseball 4 was the first one on the Genesis, and that was 90.
So, you know, again, if they're trying to make the 30-year-old game the same, like, game, but with the new graphics, they nailed it. But in a world of Super Mega Baseball, I want a lot more than just a game from 30 years ago.
And, well, new graphics. And that's the thing. And at $29.99, that's the problem. If it's if it's a $10 game, that's the thing. That's what I don't understand. This to me seems like Major League Baseball owns this property, this RBI Baseball property, and they're just putting out a game for the sake of putting out the game. Because again, in a world where Super Mega Baseball 2 exists as the alternative to the $60 MLB The Show, fully licensed, franchise mode, everything, where Super Mega Baseball is basically the anti-MLB The Show, where it's cartoony graphics and fake rosters and complete customization, and it plays damn good on the field. Why would you think making a game that plays like a 30-year-old game, looks like a 15-year-old game?
I'll give them credit. I actually think the stadiums look good. For the aesthetic that they're going for, I think the stadiums look good. Windups and batting stances. Like, if you told me they took those windups and batting stances from the show, if you told me they took those and then they tried to make them like they tweaked them for this art style, I'd be like, okay, I believe you, because when there's people pitching, I can watch the windup and be like, oh, that's that guy. Or I can see their batting stance and I'd be like, oh, that's that guy, without actually having to know who they are.
And I feel like there's a market for this game, but maybe at $10, maybe $15. Mm-hmm. Like, look at all this publicity they tried to drum up, going out and partnering with all these streamers who are all known for being MLB The Show streamers. And, you know, they did all this social media push. They hit them with a bunch of codes. And then what did they do? Those guys streamed it for a day, maybe two, and they have not uttered the phrase RBI Baseball since, because it's a bad game. Mm-hmm. And when you compare it to what else you can get.
Right.
You know,
like, if you,
I don't get the strategy behind RBI Baseball right now.
Yeah, like, if you're on Xbox and you need a baseball game and you need the Major League license, I stand by my review of it's fine, ..
Yeah.
But like, if you can do anything against that very specific need group, like, if you're on Xbox, yo, get Super Mega Baseball.
Yeah.
Because after playing RBI, I went back to Super Mega Baseball and I was like, oh yeah, Super Mega Baseball is really good. Like, insanely good.
Super Mega Baseball 2, and again, I hate saying this kind of thing with, because Super Mega Baseball, not a yearly release. They went, what, 2 years or 3 years between the first and the second one? I would venture to say that if we did an episode of Bullpen Banter 3 years from now, that Super Mega Baseball 2 might go down as one of the most underrated sports games ever made.
It was super fun, and we knew Super Mega Baseball was good.
Yeah.
But then I feel like Super Mega Baseball 2, just as good, if not better. I like the art style better in Super Mega Baseball 2. I feel it just did not get the play that it deserved. I mean, it did. It launched at a weird time again, right? It didn't launch regular baseball time.
Yep.
And Super Mega Baseball 2, not on the Switch, right?
No, it is not. And you know what? I tweet at them like once a month. Switch port?
It would be. I think it would be like the perfect game.
Well, and here's the thing, right? And you know what? I was very skeptical of Super Mega Baseball at first because I picked it up on the PC. And like, you know, I've admitted many times, I don't play a lot of games on the PC. I tried playing Madden on the PC, lasted a couple weeks. I played my 1 month trial of Premiere, I canceled it. I just couldn't do it. I am not a PC gamer, especially when a controller is required, because you cannot play sports games with mouse and keyboard unless it's golf. But Super Mega Baseball with a PS or an Xbox controller on PC, it's really, really good. Again, a PlayStation and Xbox, it's really, really good. It's one of those games that is underappreciated. And you know, you and I always get into these conversations where people are like, oh, I don't like Super Mega Baseball because it's cartoony or blah, 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 blah. But play the game. Like, the people who don't respect Super Mega Baseball have not played it, because that game on the field plays every bit as good as MLB The Show does. And I'm absolutely not, like, that is not a hyperbole. It is an amazing game of baseball on the field, and really, and again, in a world where we have this, whatever the heck RBI baseball is, it just makes Super Mega Baseball look better, because you're getting an independent, unlicensed studio putting out this game, and then here you have Major League Baseball with this video game property that has been around for 30 plus years, and you know, all of us, you know, 30 somethings remember playing RBI baseball as kids. And
I still remember the first time I played RBI baseball.
Yeah, me too. And at this point, it's like, I don't understand what the identity of RBI baseball is. That's my biggest thing, is I don't know what they're trying to make it, because I assumed when they go out and they get all of these social media guys to partner up with them and put this, that we were going to see a huge upgrade from 18 to 19. Mm-hmm. You don't go out and start publicizing your game using Twitter followers or Twitter people and Twitch people that are reaching tens of thousands of people with their content. You don't go out to that if you're putting out literally the same game as last year at the same price point with marginal graphical improvements and a few things here and there. I really did expect RBI Baseball 19 to be exponentially better, and it's painfully obvious that is not the case.
Two things I want to say, because I don't know how any of this disclosure stuff works. I did receive codes for Super Mega Baseball 2 for review. Oh. And then my other question. Yeah, no, sorry. I didn't get you one. Sorry, buddy. Do you remember what the features of RBI Baseball were supposed to be this year?
Not a clue. I know they talked about an improved season experience with more stuff with trading and whatever.
Yeah, so I was like, let me give... I said, okay, the game, again, it's fine. But I was like, all right, let me give Franchise a shot. And then I go in, and like, I wasn't expecting it to be like super duper deep Franchise. I didn't expect it to be like not really Franchise. So there's no money. There's no money. If there's a person that's a free agent that you want, you hit A and you sign them. And that's it. There's no discussion, no negotiation, no nothing. And then if you want to do trades, I think when you set up the franchise, you can pick like, do you want pretty much any trade? Do you want a little bit of pushback from the CPU? Or do you want the CPU to be like very strict and not make a crazy trade with you? And I was like, let's make it strict. Let's just see what happens. I don't remember the tweet, but I traded like three guys off the trash heap for Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like, oh, this could kind of make sense in a trade. It made no sense. I got him. Did I trade for Mookie? Or no, I traded for him. I got Chris Sale and I got Mookie Betts. And I think all it cost me was like three guys off my reserve bench.
Yeah.
And there's no contracts. So they're just on my team indefinitely, I guess.
Yeah.
And all that happens is they age. I didn't see a draft. I don't know how new players get into the game. Maybe they just create new free agents that I sign.
I think the best way to summarize this, whatever this is right now, is they really need to go back to the drawing board for, if they're going to keep putting out RBI Baseball and if we're going to see a 20, they need to reevaluate what they're doing with it. If it's going to be a similar game to what they're putting out now, the game needs to be $15 tops. Again, that's where I think they're trying to market this game, but without the price point.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, like, if you're on PlayStation and you're already buying The Show, you have retro mode, which I think RBI Baseball, literally all it is just playing that style of baseball where you move around the batter's box and you pitch that way, which is retro mode, essentially.
It's an overpriced retro mode with a few more bells and whistles than what retro mode gave you.
Right. And can you no, you can just play like the pixelized version in can you do something like that in franchise, like have the retro mode look or something?
I don't remember. I don't know. I think they might have had that for a while.
I thought there was something like that. Maybe. But yeah, I mean, I want to say they brought RBI back in. They came back for RBI 14.
Yep.
But that was MLB owned the license, but they had farmed out the development of the game.
Yep.
And then I think before 18,
they switched it to MLB Advanced Media.
Yeah, they brought the development in. So I don't know if they brought in the people that were working on it before, and rather than having being a separate company, they brought them in, or if they just made a new team in MLB Advanced Media to develop the game. But these last two years have just not been great. And like, I know it sounds weird when we're like, I really want an RBI baseball game that's good,
right?
Because you know, we're playing the show. I'm going to go spend $87 to import a Japanese baseball game that I can't even read. And we're both going to spend 100 hours playing out of the park, but we still want RBI baseball to be really, really good.
Well, my biggest thing is here's, and again, this is totally out of right field, and this is could possibly be way off base, but MLB Advanced Media is not a video game creation company. They were not built with the purpose of making video games.
But they have games on mobile. There's
they have those three, and they're fine. But that's
they're good.
But that's not where Advanced Media came from. Advanced Media was created to do their online presence. Their at bat app, their web interface. In fact, MLB actually does the NHL's online presence. They design the NHL app. They are responsible for NHL's Game Center Live. All of that technology comes from MLB Advanced Media. That's what
you know. They're in the same building as NHL TV or NHL. They got an NHL Network. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's in the same building.
Same building as MLB.
Basically, NHL smartly said, "Listen, we have this great company, and their online presence is wicked. Let's just license them to do it." So that's where Advanced Media originally comes from. Now, I'm sure these people who are working on RBI and are working on the mobile games have some sort of video gaming experience, but that's not Advanced Media's sole purpose. So what I'm wondering if that stunts the creative direction of the game. Like, I wonder if there's too much we're putting out a game for the sake of putting out a game because we have this property and not enough video game people involved in the design of the video game. And this is more of a licensing business decision as opposed, because again, if we were out of the park baseball, assuming that our product was inferior and not up to snuff and priced the same as a competitor whose game is way better, we'd probably have enough wherewithal to shake our heads and say, well, we either have to A, improve the product, or B, lower the price. And it seems like for some reason, MLB AM is just not willing to do either of those.
Yeah, and I understand making it because there's nothing for people on Xbox.
Right. Opportunity.
But I think it's not enough to just be there. Like, there's got to be some there when you're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're trying to fill, they started by trying to fill a gap. And I'm sure that's the same reason why Super Mega Baseball got involved, because you have one entire console generation that does not have a baseball game.
And I wonder if when Sony saw that RBI was filling that gap a little bit and that people were actually buying the game, I mean, I don't know if people were happy with 14, 15, and 16, but I assume the creation of RBI had some little bit in the back of someone's mind that led to the creation of Retro Mode when they got in Griffey to bring back that, because, you know, bring back RBI, and then we bring back Henry Jr. and make that. I'm sure there had to have been someone that was like, hey, RBI is doing this thing. It's why don't we just make it in the show? Which I'm still surprised they never spun out Retro Mode as like a standalone little thing.
And Sony has to consider those kind of things because they're platform restricted.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just turn around and say, we're going to make a game on Xbox, because if they did, holy moly, watch the sales on the Xbox console turn you know, MLB The Show into a bigger juggernaut than it already is. But so they definitely have to look, had to have looked at that and thought, well, okay, maybe we got to do something here, because the fans that they're at stake of losing are the, you know, the uber casuals, the people who they just own a baseball game for the sake of playing the game. They don't like franchise. They don't like Diamond Dynasty. They just like baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe someone who, you know, maybe a, you know, like it's just someone who maybe a younger kid, someone buying a game for their kid or whatever. Right.
And that's the big thing, is the problem with MLB right now is their fans are aging and they're not bringing in more younger fans.
Yep.
Like when we were kids, we played Madden, we played FIFA, and then we watched the NFL and we watched soccer. Well, I guess Americans didn't watch soccer, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yep.
But there's not what is it? I forget what the difficulty setting is in the show for like new players and stuff, but if RBI Baseball was great, look, here's the answer. We all know the answer. If MLB bought Metalhead, slapped RBI on Super Mega Baseball, be amazing. It would just be an amazing game, right?
Yeah. I would strongly consider not buying MLB The Show if that was the case.
Yeah. It would be great for kids, it'd be great for adults. Adults and kids can play together because they got that cool ecosystem.
Yeah.
But this game, I feel like this game just doesn't cater to anybody. No. I feel like if you're a kid, you're going to get frustrated. If you're a person that played RBI 30 years ago and realize that nothing's really changed, you're going to get frustrated.
Yeah.
So I just don't know who this game is targeted at, other than someone on Xbox who wants an MLB game because they want the MLB license and I guess don't care how great gameplay is and stuff. And
people as a fan of baseball on the Switch, because it's the only baseball option on the Switch.
Didn't they put like some Mario baseball game on the Switch?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just like,
I think there was one for the Wii. There was one for GameCube way back in the day, but I don't know where it's gone since then.
Yeah. Obviously, we're like the most dedicated baseball video game players. We have a show called Bullpen Banter dedicated to talking about baseball video games. So it's not like we're trying to – it sounds like we're trashing RBI Baseball, but it's not just because we think it's bad. It's because we want it to be so much better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't want it to come off that we're just like, this game's trash. Don't ever think about this again. It's like we don't think it's great. It's fine, .. but it could be so much better. And if you look at Super Mega Baseball, you see how a game that is not trying to be, you know, the Madden, the FIFA, the MLB The Show, super sim version of the sport can be extremely fun. Like Mario Strikers is a really great soccer game. They should make a new one. Do they have a new one coming out?
I don't disagree.
But, you know, at $30 with what it has right now, definitely can't recommend it.
No.
At $20, if you're on Xbox, you need a baseball game, and it has to have the MLB license.
Yeah.
Sure, you'll have some fun with it, but I just feel like the franchise mode's not good enough to get excited for. I didn't even dive into the postseason mode, which I think is just a couple series with some new graphics on the field. It's just, I want it to be a lot better. And I think they can get there if they can just get, you know, double play animations and not have the ball just get thrown to nowhere. If you just like fix those two things, you're like 90% of the way to like a functional game. If there's preloading throws, like,
yeah,
they've got a good, like visually, I think they have, they
with a name like
just need to, which I mean, that's a lot of it, but
yeah,
but there's a path to RBI Baseball being a really, really good game.
I just think they're not
there right now.
The direction, and that's the problem, is I feel like they have to go back to the top of the pyramid and decide what they want the direction to be. And, again, you talk about, you know, Super Mega Baseball doing what it did. It's because they had a clear direction of what they wanted to do. They said, I'm sure they don't go into a room and say, we want to make the anti-MLB The Show. I think they decided that they wanted to make a cartoony cover with a simulation base, a customizable game, you know, with personality and character and And that was the direction they went with, and that was the product we got. I feel like if RBI wants to service the baseball market and wants to be successful, they need to go back to the very tippity top and figure out what they want their direction to be, because it feels that at this point, like, it is a directionless game. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. I don't know who they're trying to appeal to. And honestly, even at $5 on the Switch, I would have to think about it before hitting the button. I really would, because 18 was so bad.
Also, no online gameplay on the Switch.
Yeah, FYI. which is fine.
Oh, they said they're working on something?
Yeah, I'm not too... Maybe? Online on the Switch is a complete and utter mess anyway, outside of Fortnite, which, you know, apparently can buck every trend and be a good online mobile experience or online Switch experience. Online on the Switch is a complete travesty right now. That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah. So, buy Super Mega Baseball 2.
Definitely.
It's really good. Chris, I have a very important question.
Yes, sir.
Are you just wearing like a shower robe?
I'm wearing a house coat, yeah.
All right, just make sure.
Why? I have a shirt on underneath.
And I saw your razor arm, and I was like, what's going on here?
I work from home on Fridays, and it's a little bit chilly in my basement, so I put my my house coat on, and I strut around the house like Ric Flair literally all day.
All right.
It's a little chilly down here, and I don't want to. Instead of turning the heat on, I would rather just wear
save a couple of BTUs. I got you.
Exactly.
Understand. All right, MLB the Show. Woo. Chris, it's coming.
Lots to cover in the show, man. Lots and lots and lots and lots of things. I mean, we did the original.
I don't remember what we talked about. We didn't even talk about gameplay yet. Gameplay looks good. I need to play it before we can review it.
That's why we didn't talk about gameplay. And here's the thing. I'm going to keep this very high level for now because, I mean, there's a lot of things we could get into, and we could literally be here for 5 hours if we wanted to.
And we're literally going to be here for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what time you have to go back to work, but I'm good for till one.
Get out of here. You're crazy. I literally got 5-7 minutes at tops.
Okay. So here's my thing. top level, high surface view of where I'm at with MLB The Show right now. I am hyped beyond all belief. But like I said last night, I like everything they're doing. I originally was not a fan of March to October. But then when last night they showed off the Diamond Dynasty tie-in, I became a little bit more of a fan of it because of the Diamond Dynasty tie-in. I like that. I said to you before this stream, I didn't think it was possible for them to make changes to cater to the competitive hardcore players and the casuals at the same time. And then they went ahead and did it, with adding different rewards for exceeding, World Series and ranked seasons, but, you know, taking away a lot of the large exchanges and things like that. So the more casual player will have easier access to some different rewards. Everything that they've done, I've enjoyed. I'm excited to try, but again, there's that giant caveat of until I get to play the game, I don't care. Like, and I know that sounds dismissive, but none of the things that they have said matter if the game plays like crap on the field. If the servers are crap, the animations are crap, if the game plays like crap, if the hitting is broke, if the pitching is broke, everything else is inconsequential to me. That's where I'm at with MLB The Show, because every year, and I have to admit, you and I always say this, that every year they have these streams and they get us really hyped, and then the gameplay fails to deliver. But I feel like this year they've done so many things with Diamond Dynasty and March to October that, and, you know, and moments and all that stuff, where I feel like the hype meter is at like an all-time high right now. I don't think the hype meter has ever been this high. But again, we have that pause. We've been here before. We've been a week or two out from release and have been, you know, 100 on the hype scale, and then you get the game and the servers are broken, and then when they work, the gameplay just doesn't work right. Man, I really, really hope the gameplay is good and the servers are good, because I said last night, and I stick by it, MLB The Show 19 has the potential to be one of the best baseball video games ever.
I'd even just say one of the best sports games ever.
Yeah. It's right there. The formula is there. It's obvious that they have taken in so much community feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And have, again, taken away a lot of the exchanges. Rewards are going to be easier to come by. I think if you're more of a casual person, you're going to be able to target certain diamonds and signature series cards that you want and put the time in. I know people say franchise didn't get the love that they think it deserves, but I do like the improvements there. I like the idea of in-season contract extensions. I like the idea of the marginal improvements that were made there. I think at this point we have to be resigned to the fact that franchise mode is going to continue to be a series of small improvements.
I do actually really look forward to the show 20's franchise mode because I want to see if they move some of this March to October stuff into just like the regular franchise mode. If you're playing just the moments and stuff and you're getting on hot streaks and stuff like that to really boost your team, I think that would be an interesting addition.
I think that would be a nice evolution to franchise mode. Instead of making it like March to October for a season and then transferring to franchise, let me play March to October like all the time. And
that's why I like that they started it out as a separate thing.
Yeah.
So now you understand what it is. And then when they put it in, if they want to put it into franchise later, it would be cool rather than, putting March to October into franchise mode fully and then like getting some weird subset at a later date for Diamond Dynasty.
Yeah. And I feel like Road to the Show is going to be very good. I like a lot of the stuff they've done there, giving you more choice, more personality, taking the overall cap away, which I think everybody really hated last year. I don't see any reason why you would ever have a level cap in an offline mode. That's stupid. I think we said it was stupid. I'm sure our direct feedback, gave them the choice there, made that easy. I'm really, 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 really excited. I just really want to be able to play it. And I know, I don't know. I'm assuming at this point we're allowed to talk about the alpha at a little bit, I guess.
Never. I don't think so. I don't think you're ever allowed to talk about the alpha.
Well, in a general sense, let's just say that the alpha left me with a positive impression of what the final product could be like.
Mm-hmm.
But again, between December to end of March is a long time. So like I said, I just really want to get in there and open some packs and put a team together and try out online gameplay to see if it's finally the experience we've been waiting for.
Yeah, I'm excited. Still, even if I was angry and not happy, I would probably still buy a digital deluxe edition. But I think next Thursday when they do the developer stream of their tournament, I think I'm going to be watching that closer than I've ever watched one of the developer streams ever before because – again, if the gameplay is bad, it literally doesn't matter what else is there.
No.
There's only one game in the world that has ever had really bad gameplay and still been fun, and that's watching twitch.tv/SnaggleJ for the Snaggle Wrestling Federation because the gameplay in WWE is trash, but when the computer's fighting the computer, it looks beautiful.
and that's the thing. And again, I mean, the knock on MLB has always been it plays fantastic offline. Mm-hmm. And then you get it online and it's just a heap of garbage. And the problem there is, when you're taking, and that's the catch-22, when you're taking away and trying to limit the amount of grinding people can do. And again, I don't want to get in too much into like the specifics of the Diamond Dynasty stream because I know we're going to do something on Tuesday, I think. But like when they're rewarding you, when it's easier to progress through a program because of playing online innings versus playing offline innings, which they did say, there's multipliers, not multipliers, but for example, if you're getting five of the stars for playing offline, you can get an extra two for playing the innings online. So if you're rewarding people for playing online, the online gameplay had better be good. And the servers had better work. And I better not lose connection all the time and waste my game. Like, they've really hedged their bets by trying to reward. They said many, many, many times last night that they want to reward people for playing the game how they want to play.
Mm.
Well, if that's the case, then the game had better play good when I decide that I want to play.
Yeah.
Because for me, and as busy as I am and as busy as you are, I don't have time to waste on substandard gameplay and servers that don't record my progress.
Yeah.
And that was the reason.
Playing a 50-minute game and then no servers.
That was why I quit 18 so early, because I said, you know what? The limited time I have to play this game
mm-hmm.
is being wasted because of discos and, you know, just general server instability. And the grind,
dribblers, and nothing else.
Yes, and I'm like I said, I don't want this to seem like I have a negative perception going into this. I am super excited. I can't wait. I have the Thursday and the Friday off after MLB The Show releases.
Ooh, smart man.
Well, I had it booked off for something that we were maybe going to go to, and now we're not.
True.
So I decided that I'm just going to keep those days off, and
I should go take those days off, I guess. Right?
But you know, it's like I said, it's I'm really excited. I've liked just about everything I've seen. I just really hope the gameplay is on point, because I think this game has outer worldly potential.
I agree, Chris. I have an important question for you.
Yes, sir.
Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Anywhere you go, at SnaggleJ. You can go to Twitch, you can go to Instagram, go to Twitter, go to YouTube, at SnaggleJ on all of those platforms. You can also head over to snaggle.club, which is my website, which has handy, convenient links to all the places you want to find me. As TJ mentioned earlier, the Snaggle Wrestling Federation is live every Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This Sunday, King of the Ring, 8 p.m. Eastern time start. And then, of course, we're going to be having some MLB franchises coming up soon. The show franchise will be on my personal channel. I don't know where my Out of the Park franchise is going to be just yet. I think we should probably hammer that out at some point.
Probably.
We got to talk to Grish Dog about that one. See what he thinks. But yeah, anywhere, just type in Snaggle J. You'll probably find me somewhere.
I'm just excited to see what happens in the SWF between me and the dirtbag Darth Obvious, a.k.a. the slimeball Scotty Binns. That should be pretty interesting.
You're going to want – you know what? I could even break some news right now.
Do it.
This Sunday, That Sports Gamer in the SWF will be making his singles debut against the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Give me an easy one. It's all good. I'll have the fans out there cheering. That Sports Gamer. Yep,
exactly.
That Sports Gamer.
You get to see his new getup, his new entrance, the whole – he's onto a singles career now. His first opponent, phenomenal AJ Styles.
Sick. I'm excited. You can follow me everywhere at That Sports Gamer, pretty much everywhere. For more Bullpen Banter stuff, if you want to get the links to the podcast or the YouTube playlist, thatsportsgamer.com/bullpenbanter, with or without a dash between the words. Both of those will take you to where you want to go. Again, Out of the Park 20, pre-order now, pre-order.otpdevelopments. If you do that, Monday you'll get into the beta, Friday the game launches, and it'll be the show launches on the 26th.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You can go get RBI Baseball now.
No.
If you wanted to.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
As Admiral Akbar would say, it's a trap.
Possibly. All right, guys. Thank you very much for watching. I really do appreciate it. Chris, thanks for joining me for lunch.
Not a problem. I haven't eaten.
I haven't eaten.
I got to go eat now.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Take it easy, folks.